Thank you and good afternoon. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP unit arrested 56-year-old Kevin Couturier of Eureka after they saw two suspicious vehicles park in the north parking lot of the Bayshore Mall Thursday afternoon. The detectives were dealing with transient-related issues when they saw the two vehicles park and made contact with Couturier, who was one of the drivers. One of the detectives saw a large knife on the passenger seat, and this prompted a search of Couturier's vehicle, which turned up material used for a butane honey oil extraction lab, along with several pounds of processed marijuana. Detectives also located several knives and a .22 caliber revolver on Couturier's person. Couturier was transported to county jail for a number of charges, including possession of a controlled substance and being a felon in possession of a firearm. The Eureka Police Department took time today to recognize the stellar commitment of Officer Tim Cooper for his accomplishments during the past year. Officer Cooper in the past month has taken more than 130 pounds of processed marijuana and $27,000 in assets. During a five-week period, Cooper also seized over 7 pounds of methamphetamine, nearly 2 pounds of heroin, and $185,000 in cash. Cooper was also recognized nationally for the largest seizure of explosive materials on a proactive enforcement effort. A horse was rescued at Clam Beach Thursday. Dan Squire has more.
Arcata Assistant Fire Chief Justin McDonald said it was a real team effort that took a lot of help from multiple agencies, and they were glad to be able to help get that beautiful animal back to safety before it got dark and cold. McDonald was referring to the rescue of a horse that got stuck in chest-high mud in Strawberry Creek at Clam Beach on Thursday. Arcata Fire, Cal Fire, a veterinarian, and even a heavy equipment company, among other volunteers, all helped free the animal, which was found highly stressed and suffering from hypothermia after being stuck in the mud for more than an hour. Using fire hoses and a utility truck, rescuers managed to get the animal unstuck and onto the bank of the creek, where she was allowed to rest and warm up for 2 hours while a plan to get her to dry land was concocted. In the end, the rescuers were able to get the horse back on her feet, and she walked away, tired and muddy, but safe.
Thank you, Dan. Hoopa tribal officials, along with tribal police and the sheriff's office, have opened an investigation into an early morning fire that destroyed the tribal housing office on Wednesday. When volunteer firefighters reached the scene, they found the building fully engulfed in flames, and the structure was considered a complete loss. There were no injuries reported. The Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods announced it has received a $25,000 donation for its teen court program. The money comes from the Pacific Youth Program, a group that specifically supports Boys and Girls Clubs in the Pacific West region. The teen court program is an actual court that diverts first-time juvenile offenders to the program to be tried by their teenage peers, which include the jury, attorneys, the clerk, and the judge. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey was on Thursday's Talk Shop, and as you might expect, Measure Z, which went into effect on Wednesday, was the topic of discussion. Sheriff Downey understands that Measure Z is performance-based, and the results have to prove as such. He also said they have to take into account what the public voted for.
And again, this whole thing is performance-based. If we don't deliver what the voter voted for, we don't have a snowball's chance of ever having this come back again. So it's all performance-based. I think we really have to take into account what the voter wanted, what their intent is.
Downey says he understands the concerns the public may have regarding the sales tax hike.
It's the way government is all over and the way our economy has been. People are not real sure of what the future holds. And, you know, we're talking about some major hiring, especially in my agency, bringing a lot of people on. And how do we sustain that through the year? So that's a very legitimate concern. But in my case, I need to bring on as many people as I can, as my budget will allow, so that I can deliver those services to the county.
There has been a reported $19 million in requests from numerous departments, but only $8 million in projected revenue from Measure Z to distribute. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.